Let us pray. Lord God, for the insights from your living word and all your promises made known to us, we bring you our thanks and our praise. Speak your word into our hearts this evening. May we listen, may we understand, and may we act in obedience. Amen. The story that Brian read to us of Jacob's dream at Bethel is a strange one. What can it say to us in this season of remembrance? What can it teach us as we remember our loved ones who have died? Let us look again at Jacob's dream and let it speak to our hearts and lives. The first connection that we can make is that here, Jacob is in a place of separation from his loved ones. Jacob's father, Isaac, is dying. Jacob's relationship with his brother Esau is dying because of deception and dishonesty and anger. The family is divided, and we sense the power of death at work in this far from perfect family. And Jacob, who is more of a sinner than a saint, is forced to leave home and family, and here finds himself in a desolate wilderness. And the darkness is closing in. The light has faded. And we can only imagine the feelings that Jacob felt at that time. The fear, the loneliness, the regret, the isolation. And yet, we can identify with those very human emotions. There are times in our lives when we suffer bereavement, loss, and separation. And perhaps in November, we are made more aware of those feelings. November is a time when we see the autumn leaves falling, a reminder that the year is dying. And they remind us of all those small dyings that we go through in life that help us to prepare for our own mortality, our own death. So here is Jacob in a cold and uncomfortable place. And we're told even his pillow that night was a stone. I like my pillow firm, but not that firm. How he slept, we don't know, but he did. And as he slept, he had this most remarkable dream. He dreamed about a ladder. A ladder. A most useful item. I wonder whether you have a ladder at home. It might be a small set of steps. It might be a step ladder, It might be a ladder into the loft. Very useful. We use the ladder to reach something that otherwise would be out of reach, or perhaps to get something from a cupboard or change a light bulb. Yes, at home or at work, a ladder is a very useful item to have just when you need it. But this ladder in Jacob's dream was something else. He dreamed that a ladder was set up on the earth and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending upon it. Can you imagine that? Can you picture it in your mind's eye? What did it mean? Well, I've said that a ladder brings something within our grasp that otherwise would be out of our reach. And likewise, in his dream, Jacob's ladder brings to him the things of God that otherwise would be beyond him. In Jacob's dream, that heaven opens before him. The angels drew near. There was access to God. Jacob now knew that God was among him and surrounding him, that he was closer than ever before. Heaven touched earth. Earth touched heaven. And Jacob doesn't go up this ladder, but God comes down to him and speaks to him. He speaks words of revelation, words of blessing, words of promise. I am with you, and I will keep you wherever I go, wherever you go. And as the day broke, Jacob woke up and he was convinced that that barren wilderness place had become holy ground. His awakening was not just physical, but it was spiritual. He was surprised by grace, declaring in that most memorable line, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And that morning, Jacob took his stone pillow and he set it up as a stone pillar. And he named that place Bethel, meaning the house of God. And there he devoted himself to the Lord. So what does this strange vision say to us this evening as we remember our loved ones? What does it say to our deepest needs? Well, we come needing to know that our loved ones who have died are safe, are at peace. We come needing to know that there will be an opportunity for reunion. We need to know that all is well. We come in need for peace, for what is past, and peace for what is to come. We come in search of hope. We come in search of answers to our questions. And like Jacob, we come in need of a new spiritual awakening. And there is good news for us tonight. Because the Christian hope that we celebrate is the hope that Jesus Christ is that ladder. He is the ladder between heaven and earth. He is the ladder between life and death and eternal life. He is the ladder between darkness and light. He is the ladder between sinners and saints. He is the way to heaven. He is the means by which heaven comes down to us and by which we can go to heaven. He is the ladder. Speaking about himself in John chapter 1, verse 51, Jesus told the disciple Nathanael, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Yes, Christ is the ladder. He has reached us. He has come down and has entered into our lives, into our fears, into our isolation, into our places of division and separation. He turns our sorrow to joy, our despair to hope, our darkness to light, our death to eternal life. His human life on this earth showed it. His death on the cross, a wooden ladder, achieved it. And his rising from the grave confirmed it. We shall remember his all-sufficient sacrifice in bread and in wine. And today, the living Lord Jesus Christ speaks words of blessing and promise over you and over me. As God said to Jacob, "I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go. My peace I give to you." We can trust Jesus with our lives, and we can entrust our loved ones into his care. And we take this promise with us this evening. We know that a ladder is portable. You can carry it. And likewise, we carry Christ, our ladder, with us wherever we go, to our homes, to the workplace, to the marketplace. We carry Jesus with us. So today, as we prepare now to receive bread and wine, may we rejoice. Surely the Lord is in this place. May we rejoice that we are in his care and keeping, and our loved ones too. May we rejoice in this ladder that is Jesus Christ. And as we go, may we hold out that ladder to others, that they also may know heaven come down and may ascend to be in heaven with Christ. Amen.